The Rubber Rooms. Once it was proposed that the White House and both wings of the Capitol building be equipped with rubber-lined rooms. The intent of the proposal was precautionary. The number of self-inflicted injuries occurring in high political circles had grown alarming, not only in personal terms, but also in terms of leaving fewer and fewer of the people's elected officials still standing, or at a minimum capable of acting in the people's interest anymore. The situation had become so alarming, in fact, that discussion of the possible causes for this drive to engage in risky behavior without thought of the consequences had to yield to emergency protective measures, according to a high-ranking source speaking on deep, deep, double super-secret background after insisting on anonymity because it was just safer that way. Who knows what dallying now might mean for the future of our democracy? This high-ranking, unnamed someone added from behind a mask and full-body armor. Who knew, indeed? Otherwise, apparently sane people were increasingly liable to engage in risky behavior while in the throes of partisan zeal, especially if it appeared members of the opposition were engaging or planning to engage in such risky behavior themselves. At such times, it was thought, learning the art of toughening yourself up by repeatedly crashing headlong into walls could mean the difference between getting the better of adversaries later on and merely leaving yourself covered with embarrassing wounds, telltale evidence of your slow political reflexes. Even with such a sense of urgency, however, the rubber room proposal might have proved to be just another example of a good idea destined to go nowhere, had it not been for the fact that publicity and campaign photos of some very prominent figures were beginning to be indistinguishable from mugshots of battered street toughs arrested for brawling in public and generally posing a threat to the safety of the community at large. This belated concern for the dignity of office, or at least for what those holding office saw as their dignity, was what finally made the difference. The only matter of dispute then became not whether to line rooms in the White House and the Capitol building with protective rubber, but whether to line all of them. For nobody wanted to contemplate the possibility that a day might come when even campaign photos resembling mugshots could prove virtually useless in identifying once easily recognizable leaders of the nation.